आप सुन रहे हैं मेरी कहानियां विद बबीता पटनायक ओनली ऑन ऑडियो पिटारा। नमस्कार, दिस इज बबीता पटनायक। इन द सीरीज ऑफ मेरी कहानी हियर इज अनदर स्टोरी। द टाइटल ऑफ द स्टोरी इज माँ, बड़ा आई इज नो मोर। माँ और ग्रैंड माँ ऑन आर मदर साइड वॉज द पिलर ऑफ आर स्ट्रेंथ। She was a wise woman, fierce, strong, agile, brilliant, and authoritative. She was born in Palakhimindi, Odisha, and was the oldest of the three siblings, two brothers and herself, and she outlived both of them. Her father was a Diwan in the court of Palakhimindi king, and mother was a sweet homemaker. Her mother had the opportunity to sing Long Live the Queen when Queen Elizabeth came to the court of Palakhimindi Raja, and she was gifted a pearl necklace. I do not know the authenticity of the story, but this is what our Nani, we used to call her Ma, she told us about her mother very proudly while she was growing up. She would get all her grandchildren together and always tell stories. My grandfather was in Indian Army as a JCO, Junior Commissioned Officer, and he would be posted in Kashmir, Kankinada, Jabalpur, and many such places where she visited, and many times was left behind to take care of her big family of five kids that she raised on her own. She rode bicycles, wore salwar kameez in her younger days, and she looked like a Bollywood actress in her black and white pictures. My grandfather was a handsome dude who was in military, and he looked dashing in his uniform. My grandfather passed away in his early age of 56 with cancer of kidney. Only her elder daughter was married, and she, along with her older son, had to bear all the responsibilities of this big family. The pension of my grandfather was a huge relief, and slowly but steadily, the family started settling down in Paradip, a port city of Odisha. My memories of spending hot summers goes back to OSCTC colony in Paradip. Hot sand all around the asbestos-roofed houses of the colony, the cool breeze with salty aromatic air in the evening, playing hard in the backyard with all the neighbors' kids, who would treat us special. Since we came from Charbatia, these are all my pleasant memories of childhood. My grandma had a strict routine, which we all followed. Mostly, since I was the eldest of all the grandkids, I would lead. She would get up and milk the cows, make the ghassi or the cow dung cakes, and put it on the walls of our cowshed. She taught me how to milk cow, and then would shower, and all the kids would sit down and offer prayers in her prayer room with her reciting the Durga Stuti. Bande Shri Durga Mago Krupa Karamate Ka Khyararu Khya Jai To Namo Achi Jete Toro Krupa Nohele Na Pare Muhi Kahi Agya Diyo Janani Go Kante Moro Na Khai Prathame Namo Kamala Puni Kamala Khi Kalika Kalaratri Je Kankali Kamakhi. And this would go on and on till the letter Ksh. I can still hear her powerful recitation as I remember her puja and her devotion. She then would serve us pakhalo and chunna chingudi macho fry. And she would ask us to take an hour nap in the afternoon. We hated that, but we would listen to her orders without any complaints. She named me Haripriya. My grandfather's name was Harihar Patnaik, so I was Hari's Priya. And then she named me as Silla, strong as a rock. She sent me to Chattasali, where I learned to read and write Odia in the third grade. She had this power to rule her family members where everyone just followed. During my high school years, I visited her and she would come and stay in our house. I remember her being very sick and my mother taking care of her, and she recovered. That was her hip fracture. and an episode of tuberculosis. She survived the second episode of tuberculosis, and her bad arthritic hands made her unable to do any heavy task, but she continued to cook for a long time. As I grew up and went to Kolkata, and my mother would always make a trip to Ma's house, she started living with her sons then. Her panno dala was always with her, and I could always picture her cutting the betel nut and making a pan and offering to anyone who came. I often respectfully declined. She would ask me if I have a boyfriend, which made me embarrassed, and she would chuckle. And before I left, she would give me a 100-rupee note. That was such a sought-out gift that I received from her. That was from her pension money, she said, and she always made sure I knew that. In 1989, when I started seeing my husband, my mother stated to her that Sila has a friend now. And she smiled and asked when she could meet him. She met him shortly and fell in love with him and his family, and they reciprocated the same. My grandma was not rich in terms of materialistic world, but if you met her and talked to her, her presence would be one thing you could never forget. Her command, her vitality, her vigor, her humor. She was an ex-serviceman's wife, and her white sari with a nice brown border and her well-kept hair tied in a bun, which showed her broad forehead and long ears, would shine her face with a chandan tilak on the center. She read Bhagavat, wrote Sai Naam 108 times, never was worried about what will happen. Every time she met me, she would ask, "When will you come back, Sila? Next time, stay with me for some days." And I would promise, "Yes, I will, Ma." In the last 25 years, her hearing had become very poor. I would call from US and she could not hear me. Thanks to WhatsApp, me and my husband saw her and she recognized us and said, "Sila, come." That was May 20th, 2021. And I'm glad I called her. After that, she stopped responding. A day before Baisakha Purnima, on Chaturthi, she passed away. Tuesday, May 25th at 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Just 2 days ago in this year, 2023, I was just thinking about her. I remembered she passed away in May, and, you know, she was very close to me. So her memories were all coming back. I received a call from my cousin brother. He said, "Par Tithi, Ma's days is on May 4th this year. She always made her presence, even after 2 years of passing. And through my cousin, she made me remember her. Ma, we will always love you, and I'm proud you are still my fierce, loving eye." And as my son called her, "Bodoai, you are all within us." Namaskar. मेरी कहानियाँ पॉडकास्ट के जरिए मैं आपसे अपने दिल की बात कहना चाहती हूँ. आपसे वो कहानियाँ कहना चाहती हूँ जो आज तक मैंने किसी से नहीं कही. उम्मीद है आपको मेरा यह पॉडकास्ट पसंद आ रहा होगा. और आपको ये कैसा लगा प्लीज़ कमेंट करके मुझे ज़रूर बताइएगा. ऑडियो पिटारा सुनना ज़रूरी है.